Would not every one of us want to say, I would like to be a better testimony for my Lord? Won't do any good to tell me that. But I'll tell you, it'll do a world of good to tell Him that. And to confess that to Him, Lord, I want to represent Thee better in my life, at school, at work, at home, wherever I am. These dear believers were reminded that God uses trials. God uses testings. God uses sufferings that we're going to learn about in this book. What do we always say when a trial comes? Lord, make this go away. The Lord comes back and says, my dear child, I allowed this for you. I allowed this in my wisdom for you. And we're going to learn tomorrow that the Lord is going to attempt through the written word of God to change my thoughts about trials, to change my thoughts about these testings that come into my life. And instead of saying, Lord, make it go away, that I'm on my knees and I'm saying, Lord, help me to understand what you are trying to do in my life. Help me to see in my life how this difficulty can work for your glory and your honor. My, you know, I say, is that basic? You'll need that when you're 16. And I'm going to tell you a little something. You're going to need it when you're 60. If the Lord leaves you here, we never outgrow the lessons that we'll learn in this book. And so we're going to find then, as we go into the first part of the book of James, that trials have a real purpose in the Word of God and in your life and in mine. And then you might say to me, well, Brother Chuck, I have a good basis of understanding of the Scripture. I know the Word of God. I believe I'll be okay. And the Lord comes back and says, my dear child, when you come to this trial, when you come to this means by which I'm shaping your life, and I'm preparing you for something that I want you to do, you're going to find that you need wisdom. Wisdom is not just a knowledge of the Scriptures. Wisdom is just not knowing where verses are. You know, I was thinking as I thought of the first part, we're all, John Ajami, John, Tony, myself, the older ones here, John Webb, we're all a work in process. God's not done with any of us. He's not finished with His work. It's ongoing with each of us. And so when the difficulties come, and the Lord has changed my way of thinking, and He's turned around in my mind, instead of saying, Lord, get it away, Lord, help me count it a joy. Help me count it a joy to go through this. And then He says, my child, you will need wisdom. And I'll tell you, there's good news. Because the one that says that we'll need wisdom, He's the one that says, I give wisdom. And I give it to those that ask me. So isn't that wonderful? A trial sent. A trial sent to strengthen me. Wisdom given to help me discern His will, His direction in what He has allowed. But then, we're going to find tomorrow, and I'm just recapping some of these. We're going to find tomorrow that it's awfully important how we come. Do I come to the Lord and say, Lord, I need wisdom? And then I go to the world, and I say, well, I'll get a lot of other different opinions. And I'll kind of combine them. will learn that God calls that man or that woman unstable. Not unstable in some ways. Unstable in all their ways. That's strong, isn't it? Unstable in all their ways. He says to you and I, we ask in faith, nothing wavering. And you know the Lord says, I'm working for you. I'm working these purposes out that you might be perfect, complete, and entire, wanting nothing. Is this a great God that we belong to? Think of this next year in your life. And think that this is what He wants to work out in your life in the year to come. Now remember, I've got to be honest. Where am I right now? Where am I in my Christian life? If I'm not honest with where I've been, there's one who knows my heart. A solemn thing. We're passing through a world today that, well, I'm 62. And I guess I've never seen the problems that we find in the world we're going through today. Never dreamed I'd live to see the day when pirates would be taking ships on the high seas. And the automobile makers of America would be on their knees, asking for money. And war everywhere. I mean, it's a troubled world that we live in. But you know something? We're going to learn in this book, there's another world that we're to be looking for. There's another world where our focus and our senses are to be. And if I'm focused on blessing in this world, I will learn. I've got my focus in a wrong place. What I need and what you need is the Word of God and these basic lessons. What was the next one that we had here? Riches. The desire to be wealthy. The desire to have fame and influence. Do you think this doesn't affect Christians? Do you think this doesn't affect people in the meetings that we're in fellowship? We don't have to go outside the fellowship to find. The Lord says again, I want to adjust your thinking. I want to change the way you think about the very world that we're passing through. You see why I say, at least in my mind, they're basic training, basic lessons. If I haven't learned these, you know, I will stumble. And I will stumble again. And I will stumble again. And some of us know Christians. I hesitate, but I have a brother. I wish I could help him. My heart bleeds for him. But his life, he's back at the meeting again. I'm thankful to say that. But his life has been one after another failure. Young people, he grew up in a Christian home. He had the Word of God read to him every day. Every day before we went to school, we were lined up around the kitchen table or the dining room the table. And the Scripture was read to us. You see, it isn't just enough to hear the Word of God. I and you, we must put it into effect with the help of the Spirit of God in our life.